On the 10th anniversary of the start of his round-the-world walk, British adventurer Carl Bushby's expedition is on hold. Bushby's father and manager Keith in England says progress has ground to a halt. He says Carl is trying to find sponsors and negotiate a return to the remote Chukotka region of Russia, where he left off walking last spring. Bushby's dad says soured economic conditions and relations with Russia have complicated the situation.
You know, at a time when we need a sponsor and we need the Russians on our side, we've got exactly the opposite. You know, we've got everybody tightening the belts and the Russians are being unfriendly. I mean, it's the worst combination of sort of circumstances you can imagine.
Keith Bushby says Carl was in Portland, Oregon over the weekend to fulfill a speaking engagement for one of his few sponsors, a boot supplier. He says Carl can't afford a cell phone, let alone costly trips back to Russia, where new rules limit foreign travelers to 90-day visas. He says the restrictions don't give Carl enough time to travel in the remote region of Siberia he's trying to cross.
Sometimes it can take him a month from where he lands to get back to the point where he can start walking again, to the point where he left off last time. And of course, then he walks for a month, and then he's got to think about the last the 3 months to finding his way out again. So in theory, it could only be 2 months a year, and there is no way he can cover any sort of distance.
Keith Bushby says Carl needs to secure a visa waiver or alternative visa to continue his journey across Russia. Carl Bushby has covered about half the 36,000 miles of his planned walk home to England from where he started in 1998 at the southern tip of South America. He walked into Fairbanks back in 2004 and has since staged operations out of the community, where he has received strong support, including free air travel from Frontier Flying Service. But Bushby recently lost his main local supporter, Ramey Wood, who ran stateside logistics for Bushby, says he severed ties with the expedition this summer out of frustration.
There's a growth, a development, a maturing that the expedition needs as an organization. To sustain something this long, you have to be big enough and strong enough to do that. And the expedition has been a mom-and-pop operation, and there's a lot to respect it. Because of that, I have a lot of respect for Carl and Keith to have achieved what they've achieved on the shoestrings that they've done it. To get back to England, however, I think there's going to have to be a lot more support, organizational support, both from the expedition itself, but also organizational support from outside.
Wood says the expedition has become vastly more complicated since 2006, when Bushby made an unprecedented modern sea ice crossing of the Bering Strait. Keith Bushby says the expedition has surmounted many roadblocks in the last decade, and they're not giving up.